धर्मस्य आपवर्गस्य नार्थोऽर्थायोपकल्पते नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामलाभाय हि स्मृतः धर्मस्य व्यापवर्गस्य नार्थोऽर्थायोपकल्पते नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामलाभाय हि स्मृतः धर्मस्य व्यापवर्गस्य नार्थोऽर्थायोपकल्पते नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामलाभाय हि स्मृतः
Arthaya
for material gain.
For material gain.
Upakalpate.
Upakalpate
is meant for.
Is meant for.
No.
No.
Neither.
Neither.
Arthasya.
Arthasya
of material gain.
Of material gain.
Dharmaikantasya.
Dharmaikantasya.
For one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service.
Exactly.
Smritaha is described by the great sages.
Is described by the great sages.
Translation. All occupational engagements or dharmas are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service or dharma should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification.
Sudha Goswami is describing the purpose of religiosity. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. Dharma, to accept a system of religion, means to accept the path of liberation. Apavargas. This apavarga is very significant word. Pavarga and apavarga. Pavarga means pa-pa-ba-bha-ma. In grammatical ways, ka-kha-ga-gha, ka-varga, cha-varga, ta-varga, ta-varga, and pa-varga. Five vargas. Burgiya varnas. And there are antastha varnas. This is grammatical. So dharmasya hi apavargasya. A means negation. Negation of pa-varga. Pa means parishram, labor. Here in this material world, the sense gratificatory platform is not very easy. You have to work very hard. Karma. Even Arjuna was advised. Sharira jatrapi te na prasiddhet akarmana. My dear Arjuna, you are denying to fight, but you do not know that without fighting, you cannot live, you cannot maintain your body. Sharira jatrapi. You see how hard they are laboring. Him just like an ass. In big cities you have seen human beings are pulling on rickshaws, tell us what for? Simply for maintaining this body. In the Kali Yuga, the working will be more harder and harder, just like an ass. As the example is given always, as how much hard work it carries on, tons of cloth carrying on the back, going to the ghat. What for? Simply little grass. That's all. That's what is called a ass. The ass is working simply for a morsel of grass. A grass, there are so many you can get. But it is because it is ass, he is thinking that the washerman is my master, he will give me the ass. Just see, this is ignorance. This is a very good example of foolishness. Similarly, Krishna has provided everything. Krishna is giving food to the elephant. In Africa, there are millions of elephants. And each elephant is eating at least 82 pounds at a time. And who is supplying the food? They have no economic problem. They have no bank balance. So how they are eating? This is to be studied. This is called nature study. So why you are so much busy for fulfilling the belly with a little two chapatis? If the elephant can get so much food at a time, can I not get too much, two chapatis or four chapatis? I can get all. But there is no confidence. He is thinking that unless I work very, very hard, I cannot live. The more a man is civilized, he is thinking like that. They accuse us, these Krishna conscious people, that they are escaping. They do not want to work. Not only us, anyone, that is the allegation against the sadhus, that they are parasites dependent on the society, eating at the cost of others. So many accusations. But actually that is not the fact. Krishna has provided food for everyone, just like these birds. They're living very peacefully in this tree and they have no problem. The monkeys, who is going to give anyone as soon as he sees a monkey, drive, get out, get out, get out. But still they are living, they are eating. So there are 8,400,000 species of life. They are all eating at the cost of God. Why human being is so much busy for solving economic problems? Because a foolish civilization, that's all. Everything is there. Simply you have to work little, because this world, this material world, is made in such a way that unless you work little, you cannot get your food. Vishnu Purana it is said, avidya karma sanga anya titya shakti rishyate. Avidya, ignorance. Avidya karma sangha. This material world is ignorance, darkness. Because people have no knowledge or that Krishna is providing everyone food. Eko bahunam vidudhati kama, that is the injunction of the Vedas. That one Supreme One is supplying food to everyone. Eka bahunam vidudhati kama. So Krishna is supplying everyone. Nobody has to starve. The only business is how to develop our Krishna consciousness. That is our only business. Tatsaiva heta prajate ta kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam uparjat. Simply if we become engaged for economic development, fulfilling the belly, and we forget our real business, developing Krishna consciousness, that is not very intelligent one. Therefore it is said here, dharmasahi apavargasya. To perform religiosity means how to get out of this material conditional life. Apavarga. Apavarga means hard work. Paw, and so much hard work that there is foam in the mouth. Fena, paw, and barthata. In spite of working so hard, we are confused, baffled. Paw, and still there is bhoy, fearfulness, whether it is done or whether I shall get tomorrow any food. Bhoy. In this way, at the end, mo, mrityu. This is called pa-pa-ba-bha-ma, pa-varga. So, to take to religiosity means to get out of this pa-varga. Dharma-sahi apa-varga-sa. Not pa-varga-sa. Dharma-sahi apa-varga-sa. Na arthaya upakalpate. We go to temple or church or mosque to get some material benefit. Oh God, give us our daily bread. The Christians pray like that, and the Hindus, they also pray. Go to some demigod or Krishna. Mostly they go to demigod, especially to Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva's name is Ashutosh. If you please Lord Shiva, it is very easy. He is very easily satisfied, and whatever you want, he gives you. All right, take it. Therefore, generally, people become devotees of Lord Shiva, because easily pliable. Vishnu is not so easily pliable. Devi is easily pliable. Say for a meat eater, goes to Devi, my dear goddess, I want to eat meat. Devi will allow, all right, bring a goat and sacrifice it before me and you eat. But if you go to Vishnu, sir, I want to eat meat, he'll not allow. Therefore they are very much devotees of goddess Kali. Purpose is to eat meat. He's not a devotee. Actually, devotion cannot be applied except to Vishnu. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, kamastastai hitagyana jajanti anna devata. These rascals who are lost of their intelligence, they go to other demigod to pray for some temporary benefit. Antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedasa. Now suppose if I go to Goddess Kali to get facility of eating flesh, there's an antavat. You eat flesh and acquire so many sinful result, because you have killed one animal, he has to kill you, you take so much responsibility. Still, your pleasure by eating flesh is finished very quickly. But if you want, if you worship Vishnu, even 1% you have, salpam api asya dharma asya trayate mahato bhaya. Worshiping the other demigods, it will be finished. as soon as, I mean, suppose you go to heavenly planet, everything will be finished. Because this material world is temporary. So the benediction which you achieve from a demigod, the demigod, the benediction and yourself, everything will be finished. Therefore it is said, antavaktu phalamtesha. Tadbhavati albamedasa. Real problem is apavarga. How to get out of this entanglement of hard labor and fearfulness. See, that can be given by Vishnu. Haring vinana mriting taranti. Without Krishna, nobody can save you. Other demigods, just like Ravan. Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But when Lord Ramchandra wanted to kill him, Lord Shiva's father could not protect him. That is not possible. That is not possible. Mare Krishna, rakhe ke. Make it little clear. Yeah. If Krishna kills you, nobody can protect. And if Krishna protects you, nobody can kill you. Rakhe Krishna, mare ke, mare Krishna, rakhe ke. This is the formula. Here it is said, the dharmasya, if you want to take to religiosity, practically dharma, I have several times explained, that dharma means what you are doing, it is disturbing here, yes, don't you see? He cannot do it. Yes. Do it. Dharma, to become religious, the purpose is to go up to the point of mukti, dharma, artha, ka, moksha, gradually. Gradually, step by step. But generally, people stuck up for some material gain. Artho, arthati, jnani, jigyasu. Four kinds of people approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead for evolution. But those who are going to the Supreme Person for some material gain, as soon as their material gain is finished, they also finish worship. Now I have got the money, there is no need of worshipping. So, here Bhagavad says that dharma, you take to the principles of religion for going up to the point of liberation, apavargas. Dharmasya hi apavargasya. This is meant for getting out of this entanglement of birth, death, old age and disease. That is real. The first step is really awesome. Unless you are pious, religious, there is no possibility of getting liberation. Therefore, there are different types of dharma prescribed. 20 types of dharma. The beginning is varnasam dharma. The people have lost even varnasam dharma. What to speak of other dharma? The first beginning is varnasam dharma. To become Brahmin, to become Kshatriya, to become Vaishya. So in the Kali Yuga, time is so bad, even there is no fixity of this varnasam dharma. Nobody knows who is Brahmin, who is Shudra. Because the quality is the same now. Eating, sleeping, meeting. Animal quality. And you can become a Brahmin by sacred thread. That is a different thing. But there are Brahminical qualifications. That is real Brahmin. So, even the varnasam dharma is lacking in this age. what to speak of other dharma. Therefore, the Shastra enjoins, kalo nasteva 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 gatiranatha, harinama 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 iva kevala. You cannot execute any severe type of religious principles. Simply take to this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtan. You'll come out triumphant. But actually, on principle, dharma means gradually step forward for liberation. Dharmasya hi apavargasya na arthaya. We should not execute dharma for some material gain, arthaya. Just like people are very busy to give in charity because he'll get some exalted post. Jagga dana tapa kriya, these are karma kandya. Jagga, performing sacrifices, giving in charity. Jagga, tapa, austerity. Just like Hiranyakashipu underwent severe austerity. Ravan underwent severe austerity. What for? For material gain. That's all. So, actually, dharma does not mean that. Dharma means to come to the point, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is dharma, real dharma. Dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranita. Sakshat bhavan, Krishna is ordering like that. That is dharma. Not arthaya, not for material gain. People generally execute religious principle for some material gain. That is warning. Bhagavat is warning. Not arthaya, upakalpati. Don't execute religious performances simply for material gain. Now, material gain means money. Suppose you get money. Money because according to previous pious activities, you get good birth, nice riches, janma isadya suta sri. So suppose you have got money. A man is born with silver spoon in the mouth. He has got money immediately. Then what he'll do? He'll throw it away? No. It is said that nārthasya dharmaikāntasya kāma lābhāya ismita. If you have got money, don't spend it for sense gratification. Kāma lābhāya. Just like at the present moment, if anyone has got more money, he purchases more motor cars. Formerly, suppose he had no car, he gets one car, and he gets more money, another car. In this way, they make prescription for sense gratification. But no, if you have got more money than you require, you spend it for Krishna. That is required. Try to satisfy Krishna, the senses of Krishna. Don't try to satisfy your senses, then you will be implicated. Actually, the money belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna also said, Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloka maheshra. He is the proprietor. How Krishna's money you can spend for your sense gratification, that is sinful activity. If you take government money, government treasury, and spend it for sense gratification, immediately you become criminal. Immediate. Magridha kasasi dhanam. You cannot touch. The human civilization, now at the present moment, they're less than animals. They are getting money by hook and crow and amassing money, but not spending for Krishna. If you go for begging something for Krishna, No, we are not interested in religious affairs. No. We are secular. Nobody will pay. Now, if you go to somebody that we are going to open a lunatic asylum and hospital for the drunkards, then they'll pay money. Yes, in USA there is a big hospital for curing drunkards' priests. Yes, drunkard priests. Because they have to execute priesthood, but they are drunkards, so they want to be cured. This is fact. They'll give money. If you want money for Krishna, they will not give money. More hospitals. The report is, this year we have increased so many hospital beds. That means that is advancement. So what is this advancement? People have become sick. You just stop people becoming sick. There should be no disease. That is advancement. No. Their advancement of civilization means you open more hospitals and more beds. That is advancement. So this is all sense gratification. Karma for sense gratification. You give medicine to a diseased man to cure him, just to make him able to enjoy senses. Yes. But Krishna consciousness movement is that you give him medicine so that he can get out of the clutches of this material entanglement, go back to home, back to Godhead, and live eternal blissful life of knowledge. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Dharmasya hi apavargasya nathurtai upakalpati narthasya dharmaikantasya. Actually, who is religious, his money is not meant for sense gratification. Formerly, anyone who has money, he used to spend for Krishna. That's why you see here in Vrindavan, big, big temples, they were constructed by very, very rich men. They knew that now I have got extra money, I can spend it for Krishna. Just like Maharaj Man Singha, he approached Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was sitting here. Or sometimes, somewhere, Rupa Goswami was famous, saintly person in Vrindavan. So Maharaj Man Singha approached, Sir, what can I do for you? I have got some money. I want to spend some money for you. So Rupa Goswami flew with the money. He left his ministerial post to come to Vrindavan, not for earning money. So he advised him, all right, if you have got money, you spend it for constructing a nice temple for Govindaji. So he constructed so nice temple, 7-story. It is impossible now to construct such a temple, such nice work. But he utilized his money in that. So everyone can serve Krishna. Pranai rathai dhiya vacha shreya achadhanam sada. Either with your life, either with your money, either with your intelligence, either with your words, you can serve Krishna. Anyway, Krishna's service is not checked. Ahuituki of pratihata. It cannot be checked. In any condition of life, you can serve Krishna. The first thing is that if you can dedicate your life, that is very good. Just like you have done. You have dedicated your life for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. That is first class. Pranay. If you cannot dedicate your life immediately, then spend 50% of your income for Krishna. Pranay rathai. If you think you have no money, then pranas are jhiya by your intelligence. If you have got some knowledge, write some book and spread it, Krishna consciousness. And if you have no education, no money, you cannot dedicate your life, then you can spend your bachan, bacha, pranai ratthai dhya bacha. What is the bacha? Chant Hare Krishna and tell everyone, please chant Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Where is the dividend? You can serve Krishna in any condition of life, but don't be miser. If you think that you have got 1 crore of rupees, so Krishna says, bacha, let the bank balance remain for my children, and I go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. No, that is called vitta sat. If you have got money, you must spend money. Not that money is for my children and wife, and I come to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. There are many such retired persons here. They leave the money for their relatives and come here with a... Of course, that is good. But Krishna is very intelligent. Krishna wants to know where you kept your money. He inquires, you kept your money for your children and you have come to love me with your beads. No. Krishna is very intelligent. Krishna wants that whatever you have got, you have to utilize for me. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was a warrior and he utilized his energy for fighting the demons because he came to kill the demons. Paritrana sadhunam vinashaya cha duskrita. So Krishna wants to utilize your energy for his satisfaction. That is devotion. Everyone has got his energy and he can spare it for Krishna's service. That is real devotion. Pranai ratthai dhyavacha srevacharanam sada itavat janma saphalam dihinam ihadehisu. If you want to make perfection of your life, then whatever you have got, you have to spend it, spare it for Krishna. Not that the substance is for my relatives and simply I come with lip sympathy. No. Dharmasya jāpavargasya nārthāya upakalpate na arthasya dharmaikāntasya kāma-lābhāya hismitaha. Not for sense gratification. Don't use your money for sense gratification. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, yajñārthe karma. You are working hard, not for, do not work for hard, but for sense gratification. In another place, in the instruction of Rishabhdev, it is said that nāyaṁ deha deho bhājāṁ niloke kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhati bhujāṁ. This body, this human body, is not meant for working hard like the hogs for sense gratification. But people have made it a civilization. They are working very hard day and night simply for sense gratification. This is compared like the hog. You have seen so many hogs in Vrindavan loitering. The whole day they are working to find out where is stool. That is their business. It may not be very pleasing, but this hog living in Vrindavan. But why they are hogs? Because they came to Vrindavan and behave like hogs, so Krishna has given them the opportunity all right to leave Vrindavan as a hog. We should not come Vrindavan to behave like hogs. What is the behavior of the hog? Sex indulgence without any discrimination. That is hog. Hog has no discrimination, whether it is mother, sister, or this or that. Any sex will do. Yeah, this is hog-like. So, it is the warning. Don't try to gratify sense in the name of dharma, religion, or bhakti. We have become hogs and dogs, even in Vrindavan. It doesn't matter. Then, nathasya dharma ikantasya kamalabhaya hismita. Then, we have got kama. Because we have got this body, then we must satisfy the senses that is required. So there is sanction. Kamasya. Kamasya nendriya priti. Just like sex. Sex life is allowed by the Shastra. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma viruddha kamasmi. Sex life, which is not against the religious principle, that is I, Krishna says. That means sex life should be utilized only for begetting nice children. There are certain rules and regulations. One can have sex life once in a month. As soon as the wife is pregnant, he cannot have sex life. There are rules and regulations. Not for kamasya, no indriya priti, not because I want to enjoy sex life, I can use it at any time. No, that is not. Kamasya na indriya priti. Kama, there is, required, but no indriya priti. Labha jivita javata. You can utilize kama as much as it is required for living condition, not for sense gratification. Why these are restrictions? Why so much restriction? Because jīvasya tattva jigyāsa nārtha jastriha karmavi. Because our real business is to understand Krishna, tattva jigyāsa. So we must save time from all directions and concentrate and utilize the time simply for Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.